Joining me now from Melbourne United, they've just touched down, I think, from the game in Brisbane last night. Dave Barlow's on the line. Hi, Dave.
Hey, mate. How's it going?
Good. How did you pull up after last night's game? I guess is the most important question first up.
Physically, I'm fine. Just, after a loss, always just down. I'm on a downer pretty much, mate,
yeah.
To be honest.
No, I understand that. I didn't expect you to be, blowing party, having party pies and having streamers come down behind you as we were talking. It was one that because of where you sit on the ladder and where they sit on the ladder, you're both on the same amount of wins and stuff. It's a really important, it would have been a really important one to get on them.
Man, not so much just because it was them. I think the ladder's so close that it's kind of irrelevant. Just every win, no matter who you're playing, is important at this stage.
Yeah.
The only thing with the ladder, I guess, is just that feeling among the group, I think. When we have a loss, you drop down the ladder so far. You have a win, you rise up the ladder so far. After a win, you feel so high. After a loss, you feel so low. I think it's kind of somewhat irrational at this stage just because everything's exacerbated by the closeness of the competition. That's the way it is. So we're just kind of pretty upset at the moment.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. But that's also, as well as that being the bad part, it's also the good part in a way because it means you can turn it around really quickly because everybody is so tight. And I mean, we've got yourselves and Perth sitting on the bottom of the ladder at the moment. That if you'd have said that to someone 7 or 8 weeks ago, they would have thought you were mental.
Yeah, right. No, but you are 100% right there. The night after you've lost, the day after you've lost, it's tough to see the bright side of things. But during the week, the more we train, we're going to understand that everything's wide open, a couple of wins, and we're back up the top.
Dave, the loss of Dave Anderson obviously is something that you've got to contend with and to come up with a plan. The plan was sort of a rotational basis of yourself and a couple of other players through there. Do you feel it worked, or do you feel you're going to need to go back and into practice and work out a different strategy?
I'm sure in regard to that, probably things will stay the same until he's back. Other strategies, though, will change, I would assume. Playing Brisbane again. We play them again next week. I don't know if you know that.
So, the outdoor game, yep.
Yeah, obviously during the week we'll have to, really analyse what went wrong during that game and we'll go about that, however the coaching staff chooses. But there'll definitely be changes. But as far as personnel goes, I'm sure we'll just continue with what we've been doing, I think.
So what is the plan between now and the Boxing Day game? Do you get a couple of days off now or do you straight back into it tomorrow?
Tomorrow we'll have like an optional shooting session, which I'm sure some guys will show up. After a loss, it's always people are just kind of motivated to get better, I guess. And then we'll practice pretty much every day until the game.
It looked early in the game last night, the little bits and pieces, and I haven't seen the whole game, but the little bits and pieces, it looked like you had them in a little bit of foul trouble early, but then weren't able to sort of capitalise that and get them out, get their big blokes out of the game?
Yeah, we started the game pretty well, actually, and we were feeling pretty good about ourselves, and credit to them, I think their game plan was pretty good. They junked it up against us, kind of beat us up on the boards, and it just kind of wore us down and we struggled to get into our offense. Just those are the things we'll try and rectify this week and hopefully come out and beat them next week.
Yeah, they obviously got a fair bit of value out of their bench as well in terms of scoring.
They're in general, a well-rounded team. They don't really rely on like individuals, their offense, their structure. What they do is kind of like everyone gets touches, everyone gets opportunities, and their coach and coaching staff really kind of preach that. So they usually kind of do have a well-rounded performance, and last night was no different.
Yeah. Well, look, Dave, I know you're licking your wounds about last night's loss, but as you said, you've got the open-air game, and this is one that everyone gets very excited about. Just as a spectacle, it is brilliant. Hopefully what you can do now is bring the result with you for the game against the Bullets on Boxing Day.
Absolutely.